NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now for Morning Edition's weekly political discussion. Good morning, Cokie.
Morning, Jackie. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Cokie, what is your take on what's likely to happen on this idea of appointing an independent commission separate from what Congress may do?
Well, I think that the Congress is likely to call for it, and that the administration eventually will, despite what we heard from Vice President Cheney and National Security Advisor Rice saying it should stay in the intelligence committees, I think they're likely to work with the people who want an independent commission eventually. And you're seeing conservatives calling for it, the Weekly Standard, the magazine, columnist George Will, all saying, this will help the White House, that they have nothing to hide, that what it will show is systemic problems, not a problem at the White House. And some people will believe the commission and some people won't, as we've seen with the Pearl Harbor Commission, the Warren Commission, the Challenger Commission. Mm-hmm. There will be conspiracy theorists, but I think that it's likely to find that there's a problem, not just a problem of communication between agencies, but communication inside one agency, which seems to be what happened at the FBI.
And Cokie, at this point, what hard evidence is there that the warnings from FBI field agents really had never made it anywhere?
Well, according to the people who have been reporting this day in, day out, and you know the Justice Department well, Jackie, is that these memos, the one from the agent in Phoenix saying that he thought Osama bin Laden might have operatives in flight schools, the one from Minnesota saying that Mousawi might be the kind of person who would fly a plane into the World Trade Center. He made that note. It appears that those memos never made it above mid-level officials at the FBI. The head of the FBI never saw them. Yesterday, Condoleezza Rice said she never saw them.
Mm. Cokie, certainly this isn't the first time that the FBI has been under fire. There's been Waco, Ruby Ridge, the Robert Hansen spy case, the list goes on. So is there any reason to believe that with this set of investigations, will it change the way the agency really operates?
Well, it's always hard to say. It's an agency that's very proud of its prerogatives, but 3,000 people were killed. That is a tremendous difference, and I think that you're already seeing some heads rolling inside the FBI. And the FBI is meeting with the CIA daily for briefings of the president. So some changes have already taken place. The FBI director says that their computers are out of date, of all things, so that should also be something that could get a change. But they do have legitimate problems here that should be investigated. For instance, August 21st, when the CIA finally got the names of some terrorists they thought were coming in the country, the INS said they're already in the country, gave the names to the FBI. This is what the FBI is supposed to do, is solve crimes, and they couldn't find those people, and two of them ended up being two of the hijackers on September 11th. So they really do have an awful lot of answering to do here.
Let's talk for a moment about the political calculations that we've been seeing in the past few days over this whole controversy. The Democrats went on the attack, they back off. The White House went on the attack, they back off. What's going on here?
I think both sides thought that they went too far. Mm-hmm. The Democrats standing up doing their what did the president know and when did he know it, and the Republicans going on a rather remarkable counterattack from the White House, issuing from the Republican Campaign Committee, issuing the votes of every Democrat on intelligence spending, as if intelligence spending would have made a difference. As I say, there wasn't communication inside the agencies. By yesterday, both sides saying, look, it was not the fault of the president, these Democrats, and the Republicans saying these Democrats are not unpatriotic. I think that they did think they went too far, and polls show 76% of the people still approve of the president's handling of the war on terrorism. So everybody's now focused on this idea of a commission to deflect this.
Okay. NPR's Cokie Roberts, thanks so much.